こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、カスペルスキーの発表で、国際的なサイバー犯罪集団が世界30カ国の100の銀行や金融機関から過去2年間で1000億円以上を強奪していたことが発覚しました。この集団のメンバーはロシア、ウクライナ、中国にいるとみられていますが、現在も捕まっておらず、インターポールとユーロポールが捜査を進めています。集団は銀行のパソコンにカーバナックというマルウェアを仕込み、従業員のパソコン画面や銀行内の監視カメラの映像をすべて盗み見て、各銀行の仕組みを把握し、銀行から直接自分たちの口座に送金したり、時間指定で自動で ATM がお金を吐き出すよう設定していました。
Computer security firm Kaspersky Lab has released a new report claiming that up to 100 financial institutions in over 30 countries have been attacked in an unprecedented cyber robbery. According to the firm, the attacks began in 2013are still ongoing, and none of the hackers have been caught yet. Kaspersky suspects that the attackers, dubbed Carbonac, are working out of Russia, Ukraine, and China, and have stolen over $1 billion so far. Carbonac used computer viruses to infect bank networks with malware that gave them access to video surveillance, and in some cases even enabled them to transfer money to their own accounts or command cash machines to dispense cash at a predetermined time.
1000億円以上だよ。すごいよね。
Yeah.
額が。なんか。
I'm surprised they're still going. I'd just check out. I'd quit while I was ahead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How much money do you
need?
Need.
ね、何に使うの1000億円もあって。But yeah, なんか、オレオレ詐欺とか、そういう消費者を狙った、まあ、カード詐欺とか、銀行の詐欺とかはよくあるんだけど、こうやってもう直接、銀行からお金を取るっていうのはなかなか珍しいというか。
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's not really. But if they made a movie about these guys,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I know,
you know
what you mean.
With like George Clooney or something.
また？もう一緒じゃん。
Yeah.
You don't even like George Clooney.
No, I don't. But I'm just thinking like Ocean's Eleven.
Yeah. パクリになっちゃう。
Taking off.
そう、なんかあのスピアフィッシングって言って、あのまずその銀行の行員の人にあのこうウイルスがついたリンク付きのメールを送って、まあ、開かせて、うん、あのパソコンにウイルスを仕込むっていう方法らしいんだけど、あのとにかくパソコンの中いじり放題だから、あのなんていうの、盗んだ先の口座のこう残高を不正に増やしたりとか、だから数字だからさ、うん、全部だから盗まれてるのがなかなかバレないように、
yeah.
とかもしてるらしくて、すごいよね。何人ぐらいでやってるのか分かんないけどさ、しかもロシア、ウクライナ、中国とか。
How do they know it's just one group?
まあ一応同じ手口だからじゃない、同じウイルス使って同じ手口だから、まあ
Yeah.
まあ、どこまで仲いいかは分かんないけど、まあ、なんとなく協力はし合ってるんじゃないかっていう。
Well, sometimes different groups adopt each other's techniques and use the same malware and stuff. So,
well, now that this is out,
yeah.
if other people want to try,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe they can do it.
Yeah.
すごいよね。まあでもなんかさ、変な話、あの銀行に強盗に入って何銃を持ってさ、
yeah.
やるとかよりはマシといえばマシだよね。別になんていうの、誰かが死んだりとかさ、
well, this
はしないじゃん。
is, Yeah, this is where the real money is at too.
Yeah,
like you can、
ね、
go and try to rob a bank, and how many bills are you going to stuff into that trash bag、
yeah.
before you get out the front door、
yeah.
or whatever、it's not even close.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
These guys have to be just super smart.、
ね、
I mean, they may, some of these guys may even work for Kaspersky. I mean, or they could, you know?
Yeah.
The cybersecurity industry is really taking off. And it's becoming more and more important. And we've talked about all these major companies being hacked.
Yeah.
You know, from just about all of them have been hacked.
あと政府とかもね、すごいもんね、最近。なんか去年1年間に日本政府がサイバーアタックされた数みたいな出てて、yeah. さっぱり忘れたけどその数字は今でもすごい、yeah. すごい量だったなんか何億回とか
How old do you think these people are? I bet they're pretty young.
The hackers?
Yeah.
まあね、これだって70代とかだったらびっくりするんだけど逆に
It's gotta be some like there's like some 14 year old like
yeah maybe
you know savant genius his fingers are just flying you know
ねこれまだ全然捕まってないからね1000億円持ってどこにいるんですかね
yeah it's so weird the way that money works now it's all these it's just these numbers
yeah,
these ones、ね、and zeros that sort of that we try to keep track of the ones and zeros
yeah
you know howSafe is it really? Because almost all the money is like that now, you know? There's, yeah. I mean, they have like gold bars stashed away in some
yeah.
vaults, but really it's all gone like digital.
なんかトレーダーとかさ、毎日こう Excel を見てさ、やってるわけじゃん。数字をめちゃくちゃいじってるわけじゃん。それとかも超不思議だよね。
Like prop desks?
Yeah, that too. すごいね。スクリーン自分のとこにいっぱい置いてさ。
And there's, yeah, there's people at home, you know, wearing some onesie on their, looking at like three different screens at once and trying to do all these like stock trades and
ね、それで超儲かってる人もいるしさ、FX とかで大失敗してね、すごい額を一晩で失っちゃう人もいるしさ、なんか面白いよね。It's like,It's a game.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's what I wanted to do originally. That's what I studied. That's what I studied for.
それやってやりたかったなって思う今も。
No. No. It's just there weren't a lot of options for what I was going to study in college. And so, yeah, I was trying to get into fixed income trading, but. No, I'm not really interested in that anymore. まあ、
年収はすごいもんね。新卒の時点から外資とかだと。
There's no security in that, or、
まあね、
job security、
ね、
in that industry.
そうね。明日クビになるかもしれないっていうね。
Yeah. I mean, you get hired easily too, but you're so, you know, you're subject to the whatever whims of the markets.
Yeah.
You know?
And the lifestyle. Yeah.
That and it's really stressful.
yeah.
It's really stressful.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
A lot of these traders, like, they just can't sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, if this moves one way or the other, you know, I lose, you know, this many million dollars of the company's money and stuff, so.
あれ見たあのなんだっけ?あの、リオ・ディカプリオのやつ。
Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny, no?
Yeah, it was a,
like
it was
sad
a good
and、
movie.
Funny at the same time.、
Yeah.
次、JAMA Internal Medicine に掲載された研究で、女性の更年期障害の症状がこれまで考えられていたよりも実際は長く続いていることが分かりました。これまで更年期障害によるホットフラッシュや発汗などの症状はだいたい数年と言われてきましたが、1500人の女性を対象にした研究で中間値が 7.5 年という結果が出ました。さらに人種によって期間にばらつきがあることも判明しました。黒人女性の中間値が 10.1 年だったのに対し、日本人は平均で 4.8 年でした。更年期障害が早く始まった人や多大なストレスにさらされている人は症状が長く続く傾向にありました。
A study published by the JAMA Internal Medicine has found that menopause typically affects women for much longer than previously thought. A study involving nearly 1,500 women found that the median for menopause length was 7.4 years, despite the common notion being that menopause typically lasts for only 2 to 3 years. The study also found that menopausal length varied significantly by race.With black women experiencing menopause for an average of 10.1 years and Japanese women experiencing menopause for an average of 4.8 years. The study also found that for people whose menopause begins earlier or people who are under a lot of stress, menopause can last even longer.
そう、更年期障害ってなんか私にとって謎の一つっていうかさ、なんていうの？自分の母親がなるのを間近で見るとか、まあ、自分が実際になるまで分かんないじゃん、よく。
I have no idea what
でしょ、
menopause is.
あんまりテレビとかでも話されないし、なんかその海外の論文とか文献とかを見てると、だいたい 80% ぐらいの女性がこういう症状が出るらしいのね、閉経の前後に。でも日本語のウィキペディア見ると2割から3割って書いてあるの。ちょっと珍しい感じに書いてあるの。でも、
Is that accurate?
わかんない。でも、まあ、いろんな文献見てると、普通は結構ね、大量の女性がなりますって書いてあって、あの、しかも女性だけじゃなくて男性もなんだよね。
あの、really?
そう、女性は閉経のする時だから、まあ、大体50代とかでなるんだけど、男性はこうテストステロンの値が下がってきちゃう、大体40代ぐらいに、あの、例えばあの ED になっちゃったりとか、まあ、あとは女性と同じようにこう疲労感とか抑うつ状態とかなるらしいんだけど、
For men it's just low testosterone and erectile dysfunction
That's not it. I mean, they have a lot of other symptoms too. Like, 筋肉のなんか問題とか、なんかそういう疲労感とか、眠れなくなったりとか。
But most of those are caused by low testosterone, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the same thing as female 更年期障害. I mean, for women, it's the low estrogen.
Hmm.
で、なんか、しかもね、その、ホルモン、療法みたいなのをするわけじゃん、あの症状を緩和するために。で、女性は保険が効くんだけど、日本は男性は保険適用外なんだって、なぜか。だからひどくない？ちょっとびっくりした。
I wonder if that's、if that may change. Actually、a treatment for low testosterone has become very popular in the US、
そうね、
called、TRT
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Testosterone Replacement TherapyI haven't seen anything about it in Japan. I've never heard of anyone in Japan getting it, but it's become pretty common in Western medicine.
そうそうそう、なんかね、そう、まさにアメリカのなんかさ、ラジオ聞いてたりとか、あの記事見てると結構そのテストステロンの療法みたいなの見るけど、日本だと多分そこまでまだ広がってないし、てかそもそも保険も効かないわけだから、お金もかかっちゃうだろうし。
I don't know if it's covered by insurance in the U.S. It may depend on the insurance, but
okay. そう、でも結構その更年期障害、女性もあれなんだよね。症状が人によって全然違うんだよ。なんかうちのおばあちゃんはなんかすごいホットフラッシュ、すごかったみたいなの、なんかもう常に暑い暑いみたいで、すごい汗かいちゃって。
That's all that happens. You just get like really, you feel really hot, like a fever.
Kind of, but you actually sweat a lot.So like some people don't even want to go out because it's embarrassing and they just stay at home. なんかそれで本当、そうだから恥ずかしいと思って、それがすごい、なんていうの、みんなが全然暑くないのに一人だけ超汗かいて暑い暑いとかなっちゃうから、それがこう恥ずかしいと思って家にこもっちゃったりとか、なんかそれプラス抑うつ状態が、何この mild depression が追加されて、こうなんか本当にずっと家にこもっちゃう人もいるし。あの、何、逆にすごいヒステリーみたいな、なんかちょっとしたことでもすごいイライラしちゃう、あの、まあ、ホルモンバランス崩れてるから。でそれもやっぱり家族とか周りの理解がないと、なんか急におかただおかしくなっちゃったみたいな、なんか急に変な人になっちゃったみたいな風に扱われて、なんていうの、ちゃんと治療を受けられない、受けられてない人とかもいるみたいだから。
So this menopause is caused by lowestrogen. What causes menopause to end? If it only lasts, let's say it lasts for like 5 years, what happens at the end of the 5 years to like end the menopause?
もう体がアジャストするんじゃないの？だからそのもうピリオドが来ない、もうそのサイクルが来ないっていうので、多分だからピル飲み始めとかもそうじゃん。なんかいろいろおかしくなる。だから何か変化があると、一回ちょっとやっぱり体が慣れるまで、なんていうの、こういういろんな弊害が出てきて、で慣れてくると落ち着いてくるということだと思うんだけどね。まあ分かんないけど、それはお医者さんに聞かないと。まあでも、
well, for men it definitely doesn't go away, the low testosterone, it will continue to fall until you're dead.
Right.
And I think, I mean, your testosterone levels for men drop pretty dramatically from the age of like 18 or 19. It's pretty early in your life that your testosterone begins to fall.
Okay.
And by the time, it's not like low. I think it goes from like maybe 1,000, I forget how they measure it. It's like 1,000 milligrams or whatever per...
Something.
I don't know. What, deciliters or something weird? I don't know how they measure the levels. But it falls to like 700 or 800 for your adult life until you're like mid-30s to 40s. And then it can fall down to like 400, like a fraction of what it used to be.
So, だからこういうのもさ、分かってれば、なんていうの？これなった時に、あ、ホルモンだなって分かるじゃん、自分でも。まあ、男女ともに。でも、知らないとさ、なんか、なんで私こんななっちゃったんだろうみたいな。なんでこんな風になってるんだろうって分からないと、やっぱりすごい怖いからね。あれなんだけど。なんか、日本語で調べてると、結構なんか、恥ずかしいみたいなワードがすごい出てきて、やっぱ、こう、なんか、更年期っていう、なんか結構タブーみたいな。なんか分かんないけど。だからそれがもうちょっと変わればいいなって思うけどね。別になんていうの、当たり前っていうかね、何、閉経するから。
Yeah, well, if there are effective treatments for stuff like this, it seems like there should be more research done into that field, because certainly for men in Western society, this has changed quite dramatically.
Yeah, 女性もね、なんかそういうホルモン療法もあるし、あと漢方とかですごい効くやつとかもあって、まあ、漢方だと結構長期間連続して飲まないとなかなか効果が出ないっていうのもあるけど、でも全然飲んでないよりは違うっていうのを知り合いの人から聞いたこともあるし、ね、なんかもうちょっと更年期について会話があればねいいんだけど、あんまり聞かないから、なんかみんな謎に思ってるみたいな。しかもさ、この人種によって全然、何、黒人女性の中間値が10年、日本人は平均で 4.8 年とか、もう半分以下じゃん。これも不思議じゃない、なんでだろうね。
Well, I don't know.
ね、不思議だよね。なんかそんなの、人種によってそんな、
But, even the 4.8 years is a lot longer than what people typically thought it was.
I think so.
Why did people think that menopause was so short? I don't know.
なんか、あと多分、何かしらの症状があった時に、これが更年期の、何、そのホルモンによるものだって思わない人が多いのかもね。最初とか特に。なんていうの？いろんな、なんかしびれとかさ、もう本当いろいろあるから、種類が。
Yeah.
なんていうの、自分がなんだろうな、これなんでかなとは思っても、だからそれがあんまりカウントされてなかったのかな、よくわかんない。でも結構辛いよね、平均で 4.8 年だから、まあ、ほぼほぼ5年ぐらいはこういう症状が出るわけだから、分かってればね、なんか心の準備ができるっていうもんだけどさ、分かってないとそれはね、びっくりするよね。
Sex hormones are so weird
I know. やっぱだってさ、私ピル飲み始めた時に、飲み始めって本当になんかもう、なんていうの、PMS の50倍みたいな、なんかなるの。そう。もう、イライラがやばすぎて、本当に私、まあ自分で。
You just become a villain.
いや、なんか自分で分かってるからさ、ピル飲み始めだからおかしくなるっていうのを。分かってるからまだいいんだけど、それでもなんかもう、なんか赤ちゃん投げたいみたいな。なんかもうすっごいイライラして、もうやばかった。なんていうの、普段思いつかないようなイーボーな発想が次々出てくるみたいな、
yeah.
でそれは自分でコントロールできないからさ、もうホルモンの問題だから、そのホルモンの力すごいよね。
Well, you could not take the pill, I guess.
What?
yeah. would be one way.
I mean, if you
Wait,
don't,
do
you, if
do
you
people,
don't have to.
Do people just get used to that and
Yeah, it calms
it goes
down.
Away?
Yeah, it goes away. Otherwise, どうすんの? やばいじゃん、毎日怒ってることになっちゃう。
It's weird. So many girls do that, but that's something that guys generally don't have any experience with, you know? Like, doing something that affects our sex hormones, like...
そうだね。
Like, what?
てかまあ生理があるからね女の子は毎月毎月、
yeah.
そこでかなりもうさホルモンがのアップダウンが激しいわけじゃん、
yeah.
毎回それでなんていうのフィジカルにも身体的にお腹痛いとか腰が痛いとか起き上がれないとかもあればさ、
mm.
まあそうやってイライラしてすごい周りに意地悪なこと言っちゃったりとかさ
Yeah, a lot of guys use that as they like form arguments around that to kind of how would I say it like put down women you know like oh she can't be president because she bleeds once a month and is unstable and you know those sorts of like you know what I mean
yeah そうね なんかそれをなんて言うんだろう弱みとして他人が言うのはなんかひどいと思うけど確かにでもなんていうの事実として
あ
の、
yeah.
男性よりはそういう意味では女性の方が不安定、
mm.
何だって生理があるから普通に、mm. 事実としてねだからそうやって悪口みたいに言うとなんかやっぱおかしくなるけど、
yeah.
まあ確かに一理あるかなとは思っちゃうよね私は、mm. 女としても
Interesting、
うん、
It's definitely not nothing It's not like it has no effectBut it's also not something that women can't manage, you know? And it's not like... That argument has always seemed kind of weird because it's just like, well, look at the merits of... Look at what they've been doing. Look at the merits of what they've done. And to kind of take it to that base level and extrapolate what crazy things you think they might do because they're women seems kind of weird, but...I don't know.
男女がそうやって変な風に対立する例えばなんか女性が男性にあんた子供産めないじゃんとか、
yeah.
なんかそういう事実を変に悪口みたいに言う、
yeah.
とかなんかお前だって生理でイライラするくせにとかさなんかとかあんたなんて生理痛の痛みが分かんないとかさ、
yeah.
なんかこうその差を性別の差を悪口みたいに言うとやっぱ変ななんか意味がない
weird,、right?
うん、だって違うからさそこはね別に悪口ではない、
yeah. Well, yeah, girls are unstable sometimes but I mean if you have a dick you're probably distracted 99% of the time you know what I mean so it's like a
そうねだからその差を認めるっていうのはまあいいことだと思うよね分かんないけど次もセックスの話ラトガース大学とマッチドットコムが5675人の20代から40代の独身男女を対象に行った調査でメールで絵文字をよく使う人は使わない人よりもより多くセックスをしていることが分かりました絵文字をよく使う独身者の 54% が2014年にセックスを1回でもしていたのに対し絵文字を使わない独身者は 31% にとどまりましたまた絵文字をよく使う人は使わない人に比べデートの頻度も高く結婚への願望も高い傾向にありましたまた男女別の絵文字の種類の頻度では独身男性はキスしている顔文字や目がハートになっている絵文字をよく使い独身女性はニコニコマークや唇の絵文字をよく使う傾向にありました
According to a survey conducted by Rutgers University people who use moreemojis in their text messaging generally have more sexual intercourse. The survey involved 5,675 single men and women between the ages 20 and 50 and asked them questions about their sex lives and texting habits. The survey found that 54% of emoji users had sex in 2014 compared to 31% for non-emoji users. They also found that people who used more emojis had a more active dating life,and were more inclined to get married. They also found that single men tended to use the kissing emoji or heart eyes emoji, while women favored the smiley face and lips emojis.
そうだって、マイケル絵文字使わないよね。
According to this survey, I'm a virgin. Basically.
でも私も女の子にしては絵文字そんな使わない。だからあの何タイプする絵文字あるじゃん。顔文字っていうの。
うん、
あのコロンとカッコのブラケットとか、うん、あれは使うけどそのあんまりね。でもセックスしてるよ。
はい。
そうでも面白いよね。確かにあの。何絵文字ってだから要はメールだと声色とか表情でこう自分の感情を相手に伝えられないから絵文字で代替するみたいな。
Well, I think people who are having sex have someone that they would be more likely to send emojis to.
あ、そういうこと逆に?
Right?I mean, it's not like if I start sending more emojis that I'm going to start having more sex.
Right? まあね。だからあれじゃない?その相手にこう自分のことを分かってほしいとかさ、
うん、
何自分の感情を相手にちゃんと伝えたいみたいな願望が高い人の方が、まあ、人と他人ともちょっとコネクトしたいっていう願望が高いっていうことがね、うん、こう社会学的に考える。
Who are all these weak dudes sending these heart eyes?
いいじゃん。いいじゃん。そう、そう、なんか好みにもよるよね。私はあんまりこう男性がすごいいっぱい絵文字、めちゃくちゃいっぱい絵文字つけてると、なんか女子高生みたいだなと思っちゃって、あんまりそそられないけど別に。
What's like the limit?
え、なんか。
Where is it like, all right, this is kind of a turn off?
え、なんか文章のいちいち全部に絵文字がついてるとか。
Do people do that?
Yeah, some people do that.、
うん、
とかなんかハートが一列全部とかなんかわかる。
yeah.
なんかもうアートみたいになってる。
どうなんか。I don't even have the emoji keyboard turned on.
Ah, okay.
So.
そうだよね。絵文字だって私マイケルが絵文字使ってんの見たことない。だからそのタイプする方しか。
I've used the ones you type out. I think those are cooler anyways. I like the...
Cooler.
The parentheses, like dash.
日本のやつ?
Yeah,
like those ones. 日本の顔文字もすごいよね。
They're...
種類がいっぱいあって。
Yeah, it's cooler, I feel like.
It's more creative.
And it's kind of 懐かしい too. I don't like these like new... It's like, it's もうできてるじゃん。
うん、でもさ男性側の意見としてさ気になる女の子がいたらなんかちょっと絵文字つけた方がいいかなとか思う?なんかこうハートとかなんかやってあげた方が喜ぶかなみたいな。
No. If I'm like already dating that person.
Yeah.
If she's like my girlfriend.
うん。
Then I don't maybe I'll sendEmoji? I don't know. But it's weird to, I don't know, send heart eyes emoji to, I don't know.
まあなんかマイケルのキャラっぽくないもんね、そもそも。
That's probably the main issue, but
yeah.
I don't know.
そうだね。なんか私も、あ、でも猫の顔の絵文字とかは使うけど。でもあんまり、そう、絵文字ね。
Even if I send emoji, they know it's like sarcastic.
そうだね。確かに。確かに。そうだね。なんか素直に思わないかもね。あ、マイケルがめっちゃ絵文字つけてるよ。めっちゃ皮肉だわ、みたいな感じ。
Yeah.
確かに。そうだね。なんかこのリサーチしたこと自体がちょっと面白いよね。そんな真面目に。
Yeah.
人類学者の人がさ
it's weird. Texting seems like such a trivial thing, but that's like the main form of communication now、
it、
for、
really、
people、
is.
that are our age.
Yeah, it really
is. We don't really talk on the phone as much anymore.
Yeah.
So,
電話全然しないんだけど、する?電話で話す人と。
Texting か Skype かな。
そうだよね。
Like FaceTime。
そうだよね。知ってる人と電話で話すことほとんどないわ。なんかあのレストラン予約するときとか、なんかそういう予約系歯医者とかは電話使うけど。
It's like texting is more intimate than phone calls, almost. Because phone calls is like you're talking to people you don't know.
ああ、そうね、そうだね。
And then texting is like if you're texting someone you don't know. like you're texting a restaurant to make a reservation or something. That's like, doesn't texting almost seem more intimate than a phone call?
I guess. Yeah. So, メールじゃなくて texting だったらね。Like, you know, line and...
Yeah.
I... No, not iMessage. なんだっけ?
Messages.
Yeah. You know, there's...
そのまま。
No, there's an app. WhatsApp だ。とかさ。
誰も使ってないよ、それ。
使ってるよ。使ってる人もいる。
はい、次。Nestle USA will be the first major U.S. candy manufacturer to remove artificial flavors and colors from all of its products by the end of this year. The company cited Nielsen's 2014 Global Health and Wellness Survey as influencing the decision, a survey which found that more than 60% of Americans prefer food products that do not contain these chemicals. The new products will be labeled No Artificial Flavors or Colors.
ネスレ USA は米国で販売するすべてのお菓子製品について今年末までに人工香料や着色料の使用を取りやめると発表しました。大手お菓子メーカーとしてはアメリカでは初めての試みとなります。これはニールセンが発表した健康に関するレポートに基づいた決定で、その中で 60% のアメリカ人が人工香料や着色料入っていないものを好むと答えていました。今後ネスレ USA は商品に人工香料着色料不使用の表示をつける予定です。いいね、
yep.
いいねいいね。なんかさ、こういう人工的なものが入っていませんって書いてあると安心するんだけど、なんか砂糖不使用とかゼロカロリーとか書いてあると逆に怖くならない？
いや、
なんか砂糖不使用なのに甘いみたいなさ、じゃあ代わりに何が入ってんだよみたいな。
Well, there was some study recently that found that one of these artificial sweeteners, maybe it was like aspartame or something, actually interferes with the body's ability to process sugars, like real sugars.
Okay.
So it would actually cause you to gain weight because now the way that the body processes real sugars isn't functioning properly.
Right, 怖っ。
So even though the artificial sweetener itself doesn't have calories, it's like the, it's not good for you.
そう、
なんか、 it can still make you fat.
そう、なんかそう、人工甘味料が体に悪いとかって英語だとよく見るけどね、結構。
うん。
なんかあとカロリーゼロとかも、なんでカロリーゼロなのかみたいな突き詰めていくと結構怖かったりとか。
Yeah, I think people are just generally much more health conscious in Western society with like some of they're really on top of like the latest findings as far as like which artificial things are bad for you,
and yeah.
People talk about like you don't want to use this bottle because it has BPA, or you shouldn't eat canned food because minerals will seep into your food and all that stuff.
でもアメリカのケーキの色すごいけどね。これ食べ物みたいな色多いよね。
The blue color.
Yeah, 全然なんか食欲がそそられないんですけどみたいな。
Yeah, I had an American cake for my birthday once when I was like,I must have been like 21 or something.
Okay.
And then it was my birthday. I ended up drinking too much.
Yeah.
And so I threw up. And I ate a bunch of stuff, not just this cake.
Yeah.
But my throw up was just this laser blue color. Like it was so blue. Like it was, yeah. It was just as blue as the blue on that cake.
Yeah.
Even though it was in my stomach with everything else, like everything turned exactly that color.
Yeah.
So when I was throwing up, it was just, I was just shooting this column of like neon blue.
それ私もある、実は。なんか私の場合は、
What's wrong with us?
綺麗な緑色、なんかもうエメラルドグリーンみたいな、
No slug.
色だった。やばいよね。超体に悪そう。
Mm. So Nestle makes Butterfinger, Babe Ruth, Crunch Bars. Do you know who Babe Ruth is?
Yeah.
Okay. they have a bunch of products that they're going to have to modify.
Yeah. なんかあれでしょ、値段をでも上げないようにするって言ってるよね、
うん、
まあ、それいいことだよね。だいたいこうさ、オーガニックとかさ、こう、ね、人工のものを使ってないってなると値段が上がっちゃうから。
Yeah、one thing that kind of bugs me about this is this idea that you can advertise like it contains no artificial flavors、
うん、
it contains no, it's like wait a second how about that's normal、
そうね、
and if something contains artificial flavorings、まあ、then it should、ね、have to say on the front in like big letters contains artificial flavors、
ね、
or contains, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 本当はね、
it's like the norm has become these,
逆だよね。
Yeah, it's like what?
Yeah,
you're likeI'm gonna buy it because it doesn't contain artificial stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that seems backwards.
Yeah. まあ、でも現状を考えると仕方ないんだろうね。もうこうなっちゃってるからさ。
Yeah. The food industry has just allowed it to get so saturated with that stuff.
Yeah.
That something not having artificial flavors is like the exception.
うん。ね、あとなんかこうやっぱ、あの、例えばお茶とか、ペットボトルのお茶とかもさ、こう、mm. わざと透明っぽくするためにいろいろケミカルが入ってるから、こうそれをやめましたみたいな会社もあるじゃん。でもなんかさ、お茶なんか透明な方が綺麗だと思って売れる、実際に確かに売れるのかもしれないけど、わかんないけど数字見てないから。でもなんかさ、そういうのに慣れていくと変なことになるよね。野菜とかもだから、なんていうの、ちょっとでも色があの濃くないとダメだからとか、お肉とかもさ、ちょっと着色したりとか。
Well, the food industry tricks us all the time with these colors.
ね、だから何が普通か分かんないか、ちっちゃい時からそれを見て育ったら、確かにちょっと色が薄いの見たらなんか汚いって思っちゃうかもしれないじゃん。
You know what's weird? Like Coca-Cola, the color of Coca-Cola, right? It has、yeah. that
brownish
notorious like caramel
right
coloring in it,
right?
But if they take that coloring out, it's just clear, right?
あ、そうなの?
Isn't it? And it would taste exactly the same.
Oh,
like they could make Coca-Cola look like Sprite,
oh,
or look like Mitsuya Saida and taste the same, right?
なんであの変な色にしてんのじゃ?
Because it's tasty looking. I don't know.
Is it?
isn't
it though?
It's just a marketing thing, isn't it?
That's so weird.
The colors have so much to do with what we like to consume. It's、yeah. like the orange net thing they put on Mikan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you buy like, you buy these super orange,
yeah,
like super ripe Mikans,
yeah,
and you take the orange net off and they're like pretty green, you know?
Yeah. ね、なんか。
Or the way they, they'll spray wax on apples.
Oh, yeah.
The apple,
oh my
looks
God.
Like, the apple looks pristine.
Yeah.
But...It's like, okay, now let me just bite into this wax、
yeah.
with like pesticides sealed into it.
Yeah. ね。なんか慣れの問題だからね。別になんていうの、ちょっとぐらい変色してたりとかさ、色がそんな明るくなくても慣れちゃえばみんな普通にそれを平気だと思って買う気がするんだけどね。
うん。
どうかね。Weird.
I don't know. Well, I was thinking about processing too, the way they process foods. Because、
yeah.
Even if the ingredients are natural ingredients,、
mm.
the processing can create a food product that's very unnatural.
So, ね、
so like pasta, for example.、
Mm.
Pasta, like that's not a natural food、
right.
at all.
Right.
Even like most grain-based things, like cereal's not natural.
Yeah.
Sugar...It's not natural、
yeah.
because、we didn't evolve around those foods、
yeah.
at all.
そうだからなんか、でもあまりにも調べてるとわけわかんなくなっちゃうから、私はもうめんどくさいから、とりあえず白い、真っ白になってるものは避ける、
like、なんていうの、 white rice?
砂糖とか No. Well, yeah, kind of like I eat 玄米、
hmm.
So like だから less processed っていうことじゃん、真っ白になってないっていうことは多分大体Hopefully. だから例えば真っ白のパンとか、真っ白の砂糖とか、真っ白のパスタ。だから whole grain の とかホールウィートのじゃない、
真っ白のパスタある、
真っ白っていうかさ、なんていうの、ああいう白っぽい色になってるじゃん、うん、あのホールグレインだったら茶色のパスタじゃん。
Yeah, the problem with that is、whole grains, the actual, that brownness comes from the, like brown rice for example. There's a little covering on the piece of rice.
Right, right.
And that contains a natural pesticide
right, that right.
those plants produce.
Right.
And that natural pesticide can actually cause inflammation in the body. So, and inflammation in the body from these processed grains has a lot of medical experts suspect that this is one of the causes of like Alzheimer's, for example, these inflammatory conditions.
Okay.
So, だからさ、むず
いよね。本当に全部自分で調べないとさ、もうさ、わかんないことになっちゃうけど、全部調べるのはどう考えてもめんどくさいじゃん。
Well, it's actually very simple. It's just the food that humans have evolved to eat are the ones that are the healthiest for us.
Right.
So anything that requires that sort of processing
yeah.
is probably not healthy for you. Anything that's artificial is probably not healthy for you. But if you, they call it, it's called the paleo diet. Named after the Paleolithic era,
right, right,
where humans were just hunting and gathering. So, things that we hunt and gather are, you know, that means that most vegetables are mostly okay, and
yeah.
fruits are mostly okay, and nuts and
それ一時期なんか特に流行ったよね。なんかさ、そうだからなるべくなんかハムとかソーセージとか。そういうめっちゃ加工されてるのは自分では買わないようにしたりとかしてるけど、
well, with animals it's not as much of a problem because they don't have that natural pesticide that can cause those inflammatory problems in the body. But it is a fact, if you eat a huge amount of pasta, it will cause inflammation
right,
in your body,
right.
including in your brain, which
right.
is not good for you.
Right.
So I've been avoiding
pasta.
Most grain based foods,
okay,
or at least minimizing it for a while.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's very difficult. Most of the food that we have available to us is not
right.
Like dairy causes inflammation too.
Yeah,
like milk is terrible for you. I was researching how bad milk is for humans. It's crazy.
てかさ、ミルク、あの牛乳のこの地位の転落っぷり、うちらがちっちゃい時と比べてすごいよね。なんかもううちらがちっちゃい時ってさ、絶対牛乳は飲まなきゃダメですみたいな、なんか牛乳飲まない子は悪い子ですみたいなさ、で飲まないと成長にも良くないみたいなだったのにさ、今やさもう真逆っていうか、
ね oh, you shouldn't drink milk. it causes inflammation. It actually has female hormones. Well, estrogen is in the milk. And that can cause a lot of problems for men. So, yeah, there's a bunch of reasons not to drink milk.
I like soy milk. That stuff also has estrogen.
Yeah, well, soy milk, I believe it's like phytoestrogens. But yeah, I don't know if... I think the jury's still out on whether or not soy milk has that same effect as regular milk. But regular milk for sure is not... good for you. Arnold Schwarzenegger used to say milk is for babies. He was so ahead of his time.
But
you know, you drink a lot of milk and you're going to have some digestive problems probably. I mean, there are people of Northern European descent that can digest milk quite well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But most Asian people, pretty much all Asian people and all black people, like none of us are really that good at digesting milk effectively.
Yeah. Yeah. ね、チーズとかもダメな人結構いるもんね。あとアイスとかも食べれないとかさ。Okay.
次。A research team at Scripps Research Institute in Florida has produced a molecule in the lab that mimics human immune system antibodies and has successfully kept four monkeys free of HIV infection despite multiple injections of the virus.The molecule mimics cell receptors in a way that neutralizes the HIV virus, causing it to lock onto the new construct as if it were a cell. So far, in test tube experiments, the ECD4-LG construct, when injected into a harmless virus, has outperformed all known natural HIV antibodies in preventing the virus from infecting cells, with a single injection protecting the monkey, protecting the monkeys for 34 weeks.
フロリダのスクリプス研究所が人間の免疫機能が作り出すウイルスへの抗体と同様の働きをする分子を作成することに成功しました。この分子を4匹の猿に投与した後、HIV ウイルスを複数回注射しましたが、猿は HIV にかかりませんでした。この分子は HIV ウイルスを中性化し、ウイルスが細胞へ取り付いて増殖するのを防ぎます。この分子を一度取り込むだけで、猿においては実験期間の34週間効果が持続しました。すごいね。
Yeah, this may actually be a really significant breakthrough.
ね。
As far as HIV is concerned.
だから HIV 用のワクチンみたいなものになるかもしれないってことでしょ。
Yeah. I don't know if they're calling it a vaccine, but it's, I mean, the end result is...
This...Kind of like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
すごいよね。
Well, a vaccine utilizes the body's own immune system. And that's not exactly what they're doing here, but the end result is very similar.
すごいよね。なんか今あの薬もすごい進化してるじゃん。HIV ポジティブの人用の。だからこうかかっちゃったとしても周りに他の人にうつさないようにあのそのなんていうんだっけ感染力をもっと弱めるみたいな薬もあるし、すごいすごい進んでるよね。
Well, I don't think that I mean this won't cure it in someone that already has
right.
HIV. It would prevent HIV from progressing, though I think. And while this was this experiment was done on monkeys, I think there's no real reason why it wouldn't work on human beings that they have found yet. So basically this molecule just I guess tricks the HIV virus into locking onto it. And then the HIV virus
is neutralized. Does this only work for HIV? No, right? Or does it?
Well, the one that they came up with only works for HIV. But the concept could be applied to other viruses as well,
ね、
I think.
なんか HPV とかさ、そういうなんていうの、ずっと保有しちゃうもの。HPV は増殖とかは、あ、でもそうだよね、癌になるから。とかさ、なんか、まあ、猫の FIP とかさ、なんかこう、何ていうの、HIV みたいにこうずっと保持して、それが、何、ミューテイっていうかさ、するわけでしょ。なんか同じような感じに思えるんだけどね、素人から見ると。So if they can apply this for other stuff, then that's even crazier, right?
Yeah. Well, HIV is a really unique virus, so I'm not sure how well this method would carry over for other viruses, but hypothetically, it seems like it could. One thing that's interesting about this is that if you use your own body's immune system, then viruses can mutate and become resistant, right? So they always have to come up with new vaccines, for example.
Right.
For like the flu.
Right.
But this method doesn't really cause that to happen. Because HIV has to lock onto these, what is it, the CD4, CCR5 receptors.
Right.
The mechanism is such that mutation to avoid this, to circumvent this method is unlikely. So that's an upside. I mean, it worked in monkeys. That's crazy,
ね、
already.
すごいよね。
And monkeys, like, yeah, they're monkeys, but, you know, what's the difference, really?
Yeah. We're monkeys.
Yeah, so there may be this kind of a weird synthetic vaccine-ish treatment for humans in the near future.
ていうか、今のさ、アメリカのさ、このワクチンのやつ何？この pro-vaccine and anti-vaccine, like, movement?
There's a lot of...
すごいよね。
It's really gotten intense.
すごいよね。And like celebrities coming out saying like, I'm pro-vaccine とかさ。
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
急にしかも。
Yeah. Well, there's a consensus in the medical community that everyone needs to get the vaccine. The reason why it's become such a huge debate is if everyone doesn't get the vaccines, then the vaccine doesn't really work.
Right.
So they kind of need everyone to get on board.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, well, I'm getting, you know, vaccinated and your kid's not. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah. Vaccines have been really effective for getting rid of a lot of really horrible diseases.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. But people think that vaccines may have been responsible for triggering autism in children or other health problems. But
right, right.
Yeah, it's like, well, it should be my individual choice whether or not I vaccinate my child or when I vaccinate my child, and then, yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting mess.
Mm.
It's pretty intense. なんか毎日見かけるからさ。
What have you seen about it? I haven't really.
It's everywhere. Just like, まあなんかワクチンは有効ですみたいな。こうお医者さんの声と、なんか一般人のお母さんとかさ、まあそれこそが自分の子供はワクチンしてるけど他のお母さんで子供にやってないとか、とかの話とか、まあそれだからあとセレブが出てきて私はプロワクチンですみたいななんか、とか、yeah, like I see it all the time. 面白いよね。
That's not really happening here at all.
No.
I mean, they encourage people to go get flu vaccines, but
yeah.
But isn't the latest flu vaccine is like not even that effective, right? It's only effective like 25% of the time or something.
I don't know.
Right?
まあでもいつもそうじゃない。なんか型が合ってないと結局なんていうの？自分が打った型と流行る型が違ったら、まあそれにはかかっちゃうから。
But I read somewhere that this year's vaccine is not that good.Like some years, it's better.
ワインみたいだね。
Yeah.
今年はいい出来ですみたいな。
So.
Okay. Huh, interesting. はい。
次。An international team of astronomers have determined that a recently discovered dim star likely passed through the solar system's Oort cloud, a distant cloud of comets orbiting the sun. No other star is known to have ever passed so close to our sun, a distance 5 times closer than the current closest star.The star's trajectory suggests that it passed within 0.8 light years, or 8 trillion kilometers, some 70,000 years ago. The star caught the attention of astronomers when they noted its minimal tangential motion, despite being only 20 light years away. A star passing through the Oort cloud could potentially be catastrophic, particularly if it passed through the inner Oort cloud, which astronomers believe would trigger a comet shower event.
天文学者のチームが最近発見されたかすかに光る星が7万年前にオールトの雲と呼ばれる太陽の周りを回っている彗星の雲を通り抜けていたことを発見しました。現在太陽に一番近い星からさらに5倍太陽に近い距離を通っており、ここまで太陽に近づいたことがある星の存在はこれまで知られていませんでした。太陽から8兆キロの距離を通過したこの星は地球から20光年しか離れていないにもかかわらず接線運動があまり見られなかったため天文学者たちが研究を進めていました。オールトの雲を通過した星は特に内側を通過した場合コメットシャワーを引き起こすため星自体は現在めちゃくちゃな状態になっている可能性が高いとされています。
Yes。
あのさ、8兆キロとかさ、20光年をさ、オンリーとか言うとさ、マジ不思議すぎない？あの普通の感覚、だから分かるんだよ、宇宙の話だから、分かるんだけど、頭では。8兆キロとかさ、もうなんか、 何みたいな。
it's a little bit difficult to understand if you don't really understand the dimensions of like, I don't know, where we are in space、
yeah.
and how far away stuff is,、or even what the Oort cloud is. Most people listening to this probably don't know what the Oort cloud is.、but so you have the, our sun, and then you have the planets going around it. It's our solar system.、well, a bit further out from that, well, quite a bit further out from that, there's this cloud、swirling around the solar system、of comets.、And that's called the Oort cloud.、And so they saw this star with、minimal tangential motion, which means、it's not moving. How do I?
As much?
It doesn't look, it doesn't look like it's moving to us.
Right, right.
Because it's moving directly towards us or、directly away from us.、And initially they didn't know which.、They didn't know if the star is heading towards us or directly away from us.
Yeah.、
it's like what cats do when they hunt. You know, they move directly towards... You know the thing that like lions do? They keep their head really still.
Yeah.
And they move straight towards something. It doesn't look like it's moving, right?
お尻フリフリするんだよね、それで。
Anyways, so they looked at the、Doppler shift of this star.、So when things are moving, there's, you know how like sound、compresses when something moving is moving towards you?
Right.
Like,、like if it moves、past you, right?
Yeah.、
they can do that with、like light, for example.
Okay.
I think it's called like redshift. So they figured out that this star was moving directly away from us,、but it was really close.、So they did a bunch of math,、and they looked at, they simulated its trajectory to see where it was before.
Right.
Like as if you were turning back time.
Right, right.、まあ、どっから来たのかってことでしょ?
So they created 10,000 different trajectory simulations.
God.
And 98% of the trajectory simulations. Well, computers do most of
the
work.
Oh, thank God.
98% of the trajectory simulations pass through the Oort cloud. And there was even trajectory simulations where it passed through the inner Oort cloud, really close to the solar system.
Okay.
So they're, I guess they're 98% sure that.That this star like flew right past our solar system,
right,
and through the cloud of comets, which is super dangerous,
right,
because the gravity can pull comets towards our sun, which is where we are,
right. So, 今これと同じことが起きたらめっちゃやばいってことでしょ。これなんだっけ7万年前だからいいけどさ。
Well, actually 70,000 years ago they think that the human population fell to like 2,000 people or something.
What?
Because there was some sort of catastrophic event.
Oh.
Yeah, and around like 50,000 years ago was they call it the Great Leap Forward. So it's when humans suddenly got really smart.
Right, right.
They call it lithic technology, where、okay. they make very specific tools and stuff.
2,000 people. It's like you can be friends with everyone.
Yeah, well, it's possible. I don't know how likely it really is, but it's possible that this star, when it flew past our solar system, pulled a comet.
Right.
And sent it towards Earth.
Right.
And then it hit Earth and killed off a bunch of
people、
and woolly mammoths and stuff.
Right. So we came from those 2,000 people.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah, actually, that's how they found that out, is、by looking at human genetics、and tracing it back. Okay.、
Yeah. Wow. 全員その2000人が祖先か。そう思うと、マジ人類みんな兄弟じゃない。Literally.
Yeah.
Cool. そっか。Interesting. So, なんかこの距離ね。 この宇宙の話してる時の距離がさ、あまりにも
It's super close. And the thing is, it's not a meteor. It's not a comet.
Right.
It's a star.
Right, right.
You know, it's like if a sun like ours, like an extra sun like showed up.
Yeah. And is about to hit us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like worse than Armageddon situation. Because I think that was... Wasn't that a comet?
I think it was a meteor.
A meteor. Right. So だね. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy pants. Hi.
Yeah.
お話終わり。今日、マミのコラム出たので、文字おしゃべりコラム、幻冬舎プラスで読んでみてください。なんか広告の話書いた。いろんな人に怒られそうなやつ。広告なんかもっとどうにかなるだろうみたいな。あとあのバイリンガルニューストレーナー、はい、Amazon で販売しているので欲しい方はぜひ、いけてるやつなんで、あと引き続き Facebook、Twitter、
Instagram、
あとあの文字起こしのアプリから文字起こし購入できますので。
I just released the update for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
じゃあアップデートもお願いします。
Yeah.
あと Android のやつも今作ってるよね。
It will be done very soon. It's basically done. I found another bug.
Okay.
So once that's fixed, I'll release it. It'll probably be sometime this week.
Okay.じゃあ、Android ユーザーの方はちょっとしばしお待ちを。以上ですかね。
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice day today.
Yeah. Oh my god. ね、超天気良かったね。
うん。
なんかそんなにすごい寒いわけでもなかったし、東京はね、at least。
Yeah.
上の方はちょっとまだまだ寒そうですけど。はい。
Yep.
終わり。
That's it.
Bye.
Bye.